Greetings, I'm Paige Estrator, your host for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Let's get started with an overview of the recent significant events and stories shaping the Australian financial services landscape. On Monday, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC for short, raised a red flag concerning a noteworthy deal in the insurance market. The prospect of a $1.35 billion acquisition of Royal Automobile Club of Western Australia's insurance business by Insurance Australia Group is attracting considerable scrutiny. The watchdog expressed worries this deal might diminish the competitive essence, resulting in elevated premiums and degrading service quality in Western Australia's motor and home insurance sectors. Sydney-based IAG, with aspirations to expand its regional presence, is earnestly looking to address these issues in collaboration with the ACCC. Meanwhile, on a more domestic note, Australians are showing remarkable adaptability in dealing with escalating living expenses by leveraging their assets. In an innovative approach, boat owners across the country are renting out their vessels as a means of revenue generation. Platforms such as Book My Boat are experiencing an upsurge in new users, with the service acting as a financial lifeline in these economic times. This also underscores the growing trend where some homeowners are opting to live on their boats, reflecting the ongoing adaptability of Australians in overcoming financial hurdles. In infrastructure news, a major transformation has taken place at the New South Wales coast, where the Coffs Harbour Marina has been revolutionized into a top-tier boating facility. This significant investment is primed to boost tourism and invigorate the marine industry, enhancing the experience for both local and visiting boating enthusiasts. The forward-thinking upgrade includes modern berthing options, tightened security, and premium access to indispensable services. Finally, on the motor front, there's cheering news for Motorcycle Holdings Limited. The prominent Australian motorcycle retailer closed the financial year 2025, boasting a record $650 million in sales revenue. Despite a rather sluggish national motorcycle market, the company has managed to pull off a steep 11.6% rise in revenue compared to the previous year, attributing a chunk of this to their robust e-commerce operations. That concludes our news wrap for today, keeping you informed and updated on your financial interests. Be sure to check back with us and remember to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrator. Have a great day and stay informed.